about the banks bail out the government this time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The FDIC is running short on cash because it's had to rescue so many failing banks in the last year. This morning, we're learning the insurance fund might ask healthy banks to bail it out in the form of loans. Reporter Tamara Keith joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Bill.
How would this reverse bank bailout work?
Well, so normally the FDIC gets its money from fees paid by banks, but after bailing out 94 banks already this year, the FDIC needs a lot more money, and some banks are saying, hey, we're weak. We don't have the money to keep pitching in. So the New York Times reports FDIC officials are considering going to the healthy banks, and there are some, and asking them for loans. The banks would get bonds in exchange for the cash, so these loans would show up on their books as assets, actually.
Couldn't the FDIC go to the Treasury like everybody else?
Yes, the FDIC certainly could go to the Treasury, but there's a sense that FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair would like to avoid it. And the banking industry feels the same way. Bank lobbyists worry there would be huge political backlash if the FDIC had to be bailed out by the Treasury.
Right. So what happens next?
The Times says FDIC officials haven't decided that this is the strategy they're going to take. It's just one of the ideas being considered. And the FDIC is supposed to unveil its plan for replenishing the insurance fund next week.
Tamara Keith, live and in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.
America's central bank begins its two-day meeting today. The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates low and steady. What is more in question is what Fed policymakers will say about the economy. Chairman Ben Bernanke has declared the recession very likely over, but policymakers might have more to say about how jobless and how painful any recovery might be. European markets are up about 1% this morning, and the Asian markets that were not closed for holidays today also traded higher. The Asian Development Bank raised its growth forecasts today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 41 points, 0.4%, and it closed at 9,778. Here's another sign the financial gloom is lifting. The market for initial public offerings, IPOs, has been just lifeless for the past year and a half. But today, five new companies are on deck to raise money from the public and get listed on stock exchanges. This is the busiest IPO week since December 2007. Reporter Jill Barchet has more.
When investors are losing money on blue-chip stocks like IBM, they're not in any sort of mood for speculative investments like IPOs. Matt Regan is a senior managing partner at investment bank W.R. Hambrecht. He says investors are up for risk again because the markets jumped almost 50% since March.
Anytime the markets take off like that, what's known as the window opens for IPOs. And, you know, what happens is everybody that's got, a company that they think can tap the public markets rushes to get it out into the momentum of the marketplace.
Regan says there's a big backlog of high-growth companies that are desperate to go public. This week includes A123 Systems. It makes batteries for hybrid electric cars. And Chinese companies are expected to be a big part of this next IPO wave. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
And the full Senate Finance Committee starts shaping a health care reform bill today. Over the next few days, committee members could have to deal with more than 500 amendments.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com.
The aviation industry is promising to go green, making deep cuts in its carbon dioxide emissions. That pledge will come today at a UN summit of world leaders in New York. The boss of British Airways, Willie Walsh, will put forward the plan on behalf of most of the world's airlines. Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bill.
What is the airline industry's plan?
Aviation, of course, was not included in the Kyoto Agreement 12 years ago to cut greenhouse gas emissions. This plan, reached after months of negotiations, would bring aviation on board. It's an agreement between 230 of the world's airlines, along with all the major aircraft manufacturers and airports, to cut global emissions by 50% by 2050. That's 50% of the 2005 level of emissions.
Some industries are resisting calls to cut emissions. Why are the airlines proposing this?
They are under a great deal of pressure to do so. Aviation is not a big carbon emitter at the moment, but emissions are growing fast, and it's clear the industry was going to get a bashing at the big climate change summit in Copenhagen in December.
And how would these changes affect air travel?
Well, analysts say it is inevitable that it will force up airfares. Airlines are going to have to spend more money on greener aircraft using biofuels and so on to reduce emissions. They'll have to buy carbon allowances to allow them to fly. They'll have to fly a bit less. I should say, however, Bill, environmental groups like Greenpeace are not impressed with any of this. They say this is greenwash, it's a conjuring trick, and they say whatever jiggery pokery, as they put it, the airline industry uses, it will go on expanding and polluting.
Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. Thank you for that, and thank you for the phrase jiggery pokery.
Okay, Bill.
And finally, the Times of London reports a Russian oligarch who owns the world's biggest private yacht has equipped his boat with an anti-paparazzi shield. The system can supposedly detect a camera's electronic light sensor and disable that camera with a laser. An attorney tells the magazine Amateur Photographer that a camera-destroying laser sounds potentially illegal and also probably fictitious. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. We aimed a camera at some children recently. Good intentions. We asked kids for their take on the recession, and that video feature is at our website. It's called Small Town Hall. I hope you'll take a look. It's at marketplace.org. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.